Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. That would be now. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative. That's the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits. Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. And it is a very special Kids Q today because we are joined by two great folks from WCHL, Jada Jarillo and Dakota Moyer. Thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Good. How
Happy
are you
Friday.
Doing,
doing well. Good. Getting through the week. That's pretty much all we can say. So we got to preview this because we're going to be doing this in a couple of minutes. But Jada, you're sitting here with a giant drum full of ping pong balls and 979 literal dollars in cash in your hand.
In my hands.
Which if you go to Facebook and go to our Facebook live stream right now on WCHL in Chapelboro, you can see that we actually have $979 here in the studio. And we are going to give it away in just a couple of minutes as part of Spot the Bus. How excited are you to do this?
I'm super excited for this promotion. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I personally would not mind winning $979. So,
I can only imagine on the issues of the day.
Yeah.
So Dakota, you've been following this on social media. This is a really, really simple giveaway. Just go find a Chapel Hill Transit bus with our ad on the side. There's 40 of them around town. Take a picture of it, put it up on social media, and you're in. We've got a ton of ping pong balls here,
a whole bunch
in the drum. What has the response been like?
It's been very cool to see people tag 979 bus pretty much every day in their commute home or going into work, and I can always throughout the entire month I always just had it in the back of my mind that I was going to get probably, you know, 5 or a dozen submissions day, and it was just really cool to see people tag where they were, you know, what they're doing, and I know some people made a game out of it. It was just super cool to see this happen.
And some people were doing it every single day.
Oh, every single day.
Because you can enter every day, and people, I mean, you see those buses like 5 or 6 times a day.
Yeah,
so.
I mean. Just being at here in our office at University Place, I've seen the ad run on buses like so many times.
Big time.
Yeah. One person had 15 entries.
Nice. That's pretty good. And what was was that the person who like made it a family game to spot the bus?
I think
that
might
the same
have been
person?
It was somebody
there
else.
There were a couple of people who got really involved.
Somebody
yeah.
did make it a game to spot the bus with their little kid.
With their like 2-year-old kid. Yeah. That's awesome. All right. We're going to do the giveaway in a couple of minutes. So hang out with us for that. But we've got Kids Q first. So are you guys ready?
All right. Let's do it.
I'm never ready for these.
It's that level of enthusiasm. Okay. Everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. Would you want to be famous? And if so, what would you want to be famous for?
Ooh, good question.
JD, you can go first.
Oh, thanks. okay, I think I would like, sure, yeah.
Okay.
I would like to be famous. Let's go for that. But I would like to be famous for, I don't know, like curing a really awful disease or discovering something really cool scientifically, something like that. I don't know. Like win a Nobel Prize or something.
Yeah. And one of the good Nobel Prizes.
Yeah,
like
no,
chemistry
exactly.
Or like curing diseases or saving the world or something like that. Yeah. All right. Dakota, how about you?
I'd have to say the same. I'd like to be famous, but I know it's an easy answer to be like, I want to be famous because I'm a famous athlete or I'm a celebrity. Mm-hmm. But I think I'd go along with Jada and I'd want to be famous for helping people or to, you know, discovering a cure for a disease or something along those lines.
This is the right answer. I mean, is that true? I mean, you'd rather be a movie star. Come on, say it.
They make a lot of money.
So I would love to cure a disease. I would love to not be famous for curing a disease because I'm in that great position of people will recognize me like once every other month, and that's great when that happens. But any more than that, I can imagine it would get super overwhelming. Like, I know people who are well-known in this community, and they do. Like, people will stop them every single day, every single time they're out and say, oh, hey, I know you. Mm-hmm. Talk with me. And it's really cool, but it also gets kind of overwhelming very quickly.
So I
would love to cure a disease and save a whole bunch of people's lives and then not get recognized for it.
Yeah.
I think that would be ideal.
I think Ron Stutz has had some of those stories.
A couple of those, right? Or have people know my name but just not know what I I look like, so I can out incognito without having to wear sunglasses or anything like that.
That seems like a really good idea.
That would be ideal. Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, and see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter, and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ.